Marilyn Hersey lives an active lifestyle for a 79-year-old. She regularly takes long walks around her retirement community, watching the birds zip and swoop along the slow-rolling backwaters of the Willamette River.
There's so many activities that you can do.
She says staying active is important for her. Hersey was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes around 40 years ago. More than half the population of Oregon lives with some type of chronic disease. Those diseases include things like diabetes, like Hersey has, or high blood pressure and heart disease. They're conditions that develop over time, and they don't just disappear with a shot or by taking a pill. Most of the time, they last the rest of a person's life.
By far, the consequences of chronic disease are the thing that I spend most of my time on.
That's Dr. Daniel Rosenberg. He's a family physician in Portland's Gateway neighborhood.
I often tell my patients that if I could just convince people to engage in a regular program of physical activity and eat a healthy diet, I would probably be out of a job.
Oregon's doctors are facing a veritable tsunami of chronic disease. It is by far the leading cause of death in the state and costs Oregonians more than $8 billion in medical costs each year. That astronomical price tag accounts for 85 cents of every healthcare dollar spent in the state. Oregon is notably less healthy than its neighbors, too, essentially making it the Alabama of the West, a place where disease has transformed from a minor affliction of the elderly to an embedded culture.
When I was first diagnosed, I mean, I didn't feel bad, and I just thought, well, I'll just do what I'm told to do and be on top of it, you know.
Back in her apartment, Hersey tells a story common among Oregonians. She was young when she was first diagnosed and brushed off her disease as nothing more than a trivial nuisance. She wanted to keep living her young life like her favorite musical, Chicago. Why don't we paint the town?
And all that jazz. I kind of tried to make it that the roaring, that was my roaring 20s, I guess I should say. And all that
jazz. But as the years went on, Hersey's disease caught up with her.
I got sick easier. I had more things wrong. That kind of goes along with being diabetic. It's hard to have as much energy, and I was a pretty energetic person that kept going, but it was harder.
What Hersey didn't realize at first is that chronic diseases are a compounding problem. Once you have one, you're more likely to develop others. If you become diabetic, you could gain weight, which could then lead to heart disease, arthritis, and even cancer. People get progressively sicker, and the costs start to stack up. Dr. Rosenberg says he sees those costs every day.
The way I think about it is that you could spend a little bit of money now to prevent problems that are going to cost a whole lot of money later on. Since I also take care of adults, I get to see the enormously expensive consequences.
Last year, those long-term consequences showed up in Hersey's life in another way she didn't expect. Her 59-year-old daughter died.
And it was her heart. Her heart had quit working. That was probably the biggest shock of my life. Oftentimes I would think how lucky I was because their health had been good. They had good lives, and I just didn't think this was going to happen to us.
The problem with chronic disease in Oregon is that most people don't think the worst effects are going to happen to them. And that has public health officials here worried. By most estimates, obesity and other chronic disease markers are getting worse in Oregon. And they're showing few signs of slowing down anytime soon. I'm Ryan Haas reporting.